Translation: when a fire from some unseen reason leaps over one piece of wood and sets fire to the next, the reason is destiny. Similarly, when a living being accepts one kind of body and leaves aside another, there is no other reason than unseen destiny. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. When there is a fire in a village, the fire sometimes jumps over one house and burns another. Similarly, when there is a forest fire, the fire sometimes jumps over one tree and catches another. Why this happens, no one can say. One may set forth some imaginary reason why the nearest tree or house did not catch fire, whereas a tree or house in a distant place did. But actually, the reason is destiny. This reason also applies to the transmigration of the soul, by which the Prime Minister is one in one life may become a dog in the next. The work of unseen destiny cannot be ascertained by practical experiment or practical experimental knowledge, and therefore one must be satisfied by reasoning that everything is done by Supreme Providence. Om Aganti Mirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svabhadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sarjatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this is a matter of priority. Vasudev is in a difficult situation, or his wife's in a difficult situation, and so he has to think quickly. So he's giving the example that, you know, maybe this oracle may be wrong. Maybe this won't happen. There's so many things that can happen in between. We'll have to see what destiny brings. So in this way he's trying to pacify the cruel-hearted Kamsa. But he fails, because Kamsa is very much materialistically minded. And eventually he uses a more subtle method. He says, actually, I'm well known for my word. Or he knows that Kamsa knows that. So he says, I promise that when Devaki delivers these children, then one by one I'll bring them to you for due course of action. Kamsa is a materialist. He wants facts. Is that right? If it's not there in black and white, then if it's not seen by the eyes, heard by the ears, smelt, tasted or touched, then people tend not to be so interested. But this tangible thing that, you know, you speak in philosophy, not many people are interested in philosophy. But then when he comes up with a hard fact, then Kamsa is immediately interested, because he knows that Vasudeva is well respected for his word. He never tells a lie. Well, that's Yudhisthira. Like, he always is honourable. He sticks to his the words that he speaks. What's this called? This is called integrity, isn't it? He knows that Vasudeva has integrity. So devotees have to have integrity. We're in the marathon now, aren't we? And do you think people can see whether we've got integrity? They're conditioned souls, aren't they? They don't know. Is that right? Is it? No, they've got. They know when somebody. They're dealing with. It's called a cheated and a cheated. And if you know, they can see when somebody's immediately, when somebody's trying to. So a devotee's first thing, if we want to be successful in distributing the books, spreading this movement, is integrity. We have to have what we say, we actually do, and what we say, we mean. So coming on to this particular, he says, when fire is, has anybody seen a forest fire and survived? Usually if you see a forest fire, you know, it means that you're in danger. Because these forest fires, it can travel up to 60 miles an hour. Can anybody in here run 60 miles an hour? I doubt it. I mean, even the athletes, was it 20 miles an hour they can run, can't they? And, you know, everybody's eulogising them. Yes, he broke the world record, 9.8 seconds. Was it? No, it's not. Is it 9.8 seconds for the 100 metres? It is for the 100 yards. That's a bit less. But, no, I mean, nobody can outrun them for his fire. So this is what it's talking about. Is that why? It's because it's assisted by the air. You know, we see fire, it just catches hold of something, and then that catches hold. But in a forest fire, you know, there's a storm brews up, and this storm is caused by the fire. Anybody been near a fire? It draws things into it. And so there's a wind, and that wind, all of a sudden a piece of tree will catch light, and it'll break off, and it'll be carried away hundreds of yards, and then and it'll explode, and another tree will catch fire. And these forest fires are taking place in a situation where it's dry. It's been dry for a long time. So immediately it catches fire. Right? And it may be behind us. We're finished. So this is material world. This is material life. That, you know, this is a law of destiny. We don't know what the destiny is going to bring. Everybody's relying on destiny. What is destiny? It means it's something, it's material reaction. Or it's fate, they sometimes say. Any other words? Fate, karma, yeah? These are all destiny. Que sera, sera, whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. You know, so people carry on with this. It brings a bit of relief, doesn't it? Oh, yeah, well, it's destiny, you know. What will be. There's nothing I can do about it. And so people carry on in life. And they get a little bit of... because when we think we're the doer, full stop, and we've got to make a change to everything, what does that bring? It brings great anxiety. We've got to be careful about everything we do, and we're the cause of everything. So we're frustrated or we're elated from one extreme to the other in every situation. But, you know, somebody who sings this song from many years ago, they can get a little bit of relief. But then when things start going wrong, they think, forget about this song. You know, why am I suffering? The future's not ours to see. But I say, for a devotee, the future is for ours to see. The one devotee says, I can do your horoscope. You know, it's tempting, isn't it? Yeah, I wonder what it, yeah, I'd like to get into that. And then I thought, you know, you know, most horoscopes, I mean, many devotees, if you read the horoscope, they're supposed to be dead now. You know, a few years ago, they're supposed to have left their body, but they're still going. So this is proof that what's the point? This is material destiny. And so when we take to the path of devotional service, that's changed. You know, if somebody comes to the temple and they start clapping in the kirtan, and all the lines change. Let's try that with somebody, you know. When we bring somebody new to the temple, let's have a look at your hands. Right, go and clap in front of the deities. Let's have a look. Whoa, right. It's practical. There was one devotee was telling me about something he saw on the internet. And it was Yorkshire Airlines. Has anybody heard of Yorkshire Airlines? You've heard of it. And I thought, he says, because I'm a Yorkshireman, he thought it'd be interesting to me. He says, you want to click on this and see what it... And I clicked on it. And there it was, Yorkshire. I thought, wow, they must have got a new airline. And there was this captain of First Thing, and he had been interviewed. And he was talking to the passengers before they set off. He says, you know, they give, we'll fly at 30,000 feet and it'll take so long and like this. Yeah? He says, I'll fly where I want, when I want, and as high as I want. He says, because I'm Captain C. Captain, his name was, anyway, I'll not tell his name. He was a well-known Yorkshireman. And so this is the Yorkshire mentality, you know. I'm going to do what I want, when I want, where I want. But actually, it's not just local to that area. It's everybody in the material world. Everybody thinks they're free. No, but this destiny is there. Trigunā viṣaya veda nir trigunā bhavarjuna nirvanva nichana sattvasto nir yoga shema atmavan. And so this is giving the formula in Bhagavad Gita how to be free from this destiny. People in so free from all desires and all fear of loss or gain. We'd find of loss or gain. You know, when we're going door to door, people are frightened of loss. They may lose something at the door. But they gain a lot, actually. Much more than they lose. But people are frightened of loss or gain. So how to become free from this anxiety? What is that? How do we become free from that anxiety? Has anybody got any answers? What's the key answer? Eh? Take shelter of Krishna. He says that in that purport, it says when we fully, he says we're free from all anxiety and loss and gain when we fully depend on the goodwill of Krishna. So we can have two. There's two kinds of destinies. There's a destiny of thinking we're the doer and relying on ourselves, and all that brings is great anxiety. Or there's a what we're learning to do is to completely depend on Krishna. So Prabhupada, he was once told when he came to this country that the Gita was, the Queen got the Bhagavad Gita somehow or other. And she read one point, you know, she read this point in the Bhagavad Gita, and she said to an aide that wouldn't it be nice, you know, because she's got so many responsibilities, got to go to this particular function, that function, every day. I said, wouldn't it be nice just to be give up all responsibility? And this, and the word came back to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada says, but it's not like that. He says, we don't give up responsibility. We don't, you know, it's like taking the python vow. That's one, you know, we just go and lay in a corner and everything will happen. You know, food will come. We don't have to do anything. No, a devotee is different. He says, we have to make big effort. Big effort to depend on Krishna. It was a pastime of Mother Yashoda and Krishna. When Krishna is put into difficulty, his mother is breastfeeding Krishna, and then the milk starts to boil over. And immediately she gets up and she runs to take the milk pan off. So actually there's something we can learn from that. There's priorities in what we do in our particular responsibilities. In the purport, Prabhupada said that, yeah, they're, I think it's Prabhupada's disciples, they said that, yes, Mother Yashoda saw the priority. So a devotee has to learn what are the priorities in life also. It's not that we can take the python vow and just let things happen. She really went to take the milk off. What should we do second? What should we do next? And Krishna wasn't so pleased about that, so he started stealing the yogurt and the butter, feeding the monkeys, breaking the pot of yogurt. And then Mother Yashoda came back from the taking the milk pot off the stove, and she saw all the destruction. And so Krishna saw her coming, and he ran. And the yogurt was spilling, and there were all footprints in the yogurt. And so she followed these footprints, and eventually, after a big effort, she caught him. And she thought, she wasn't thinking about binding Krishna as a punishment, but she was finding, she wanted to bind him so that he wouldn't get up to any more mischief and hurt himself. And so she got the string or the rope, and she started binding Krishna. But, as we have heard many times, it was two fingers too short. And then another piece of string, still two fingers too short. And another piece of string, two fingers too short. And by this time she was really exhausted. And so Krishna then, he decided to be bound. So a devotee has to put effort in. Mother Yashoda made effort. And then we can capture Krishna. And the other thing is that then Krishna, the second finger, too short. The first finger is the effort of the devotee. And the second finger is the mercy of the Supreme Lord. So when we make devotional service is like that. Without action in devotional service, we can't really make any progress. Do you think so? What about the yogis? They don't seem to do much. They make progress, don't they? But they come to the point of just understanding that there's the super soul. There's no activity. So devotional service is not inaction, Prabhupada says. Devotional service is full of action. And by that action, we become purified. By that action, we can take shelter of Krishna. By that action, we can see Krishna in the activities. And the activities then don't become mundane. This is what it means by taking shelter of Krishna. There's a verse in the 18th chapter, which I've repeated many times, that Chetasa Sarvakarmani Mai Sanyasya Matparam Buddha Yogams Apashrita Madbhavam Satatam Bhava. In all activities, just depend on me, Krishna says. And be fully depend on me and work always under my direction. In such a devotional service, be fully conscious of me. So there's no way we can leave Krishna out of the equation. Fully conscious, dependent. So when we're doing that in devotional service, then devotional service becomes blissful. When we're not putting Krishna into the equation and we're automatically doing the service and we're seeing the results and we're working on that platform. Shishi Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai. So when we work on that platform, what happens? Actually, wait a minute. I've said this before, is that Sridhar Swami, he said that we don't have to bow down when we're opening the curtains. It's like in Kirtan. This lead singer is singing at the top of his voice and the curtains, and he stops and he gets down and he pays his obeisances. Then he gets up and he starts, the kirtan's gone from this. So, what do you think Krishna wants? Does he want the kirtan to suddenly die? No, he wants the devotees to be. So similarly in Bhagavatam class, we're in the middle of the Bhagavatam class and all of a sudden it stops. And, everybody forgets where we were. And even the speaker forgets where we were and then we have to start again. So, it's nice. We can just sort of bow forward and fold the hands. We're already worshipping Krishna in the Bhagavatam. Is that okay? Okay. You've got to be practical. Anyway, it's up to you. If you feel the inclination to bow down, I'm not going to stop you. But generally, in the Bhagavatam class, we can The Bhagavatam class has to go on. Where were we now? Forgot where we were, now. Yeah, so we're saying that by action we get purified. When we don't see Krishna in the activity, it becomes a material activity. We're still externally performing devotional service, is that right? The activities are going on, you know, we're cooking in the kitchen, we're boiling the milk, and we're on Sankirtan, we're distributing the books. But we could be anywhere. You know, what's the mentality? And, you know, what happens is then when we're distributing the books is that, you know, the books are not going out. What happens? We become disappointed. We don't want to do it anymore. Because we're thinking that, you know, the success in the activity is dependent on how many books I distribute. I mean, that is a factor, but it's not the only factor. You know, what is the service for? The service is for to purify us as well. And in that situation, we have to see that, wait a minute, what's my mentality in this situation? Am I actually depending on Krishna? Am I being Krishna conscious? And so, you know, Prabhupada was an example of that. All the way, 40 years, he was trying to, you know, organize his business and his preaching so that he could spread Krishna consciousness. And at the end of it, you know, his wife sold his Bhagavad Gita for tea biscuits. That was the result he got. So, and also it mentions, what about the Queen Kunti? Queen Kunti is praying to the Supreme Lord about destiny. She doesn't want Krishna to leave their association because, you know, what will happen if we forget you? She realizes that there's nothing worth doing unless you're in our association. But Krishna explains that, you know, I'm always in your association. What does Lord Chaitanya say? I'm not where this is happening. I'm not in Vaikuntha. I'm not in this place. I'm where the devotees are engaged in my glorification. And so glorification of Krishna is not just an external thing. It's an internal thing. If we're remembering Krishna in our activities, it's glorifying the Lord. We're depending on Krishna. When somebody depends on us, we feel, what do we feel? Responsible, don't we? Somebody's depending on us. I have to do something. I have to help this person. So that's what happens in in service, when we have that dependent mood. And then we're always thinking of, where does Krishna fit in here? What is Krishna trying to teach me? And then we actually get realization. In due course of time, we'll see how Krishna's intervening and making the situation very, very, auspicious. What seems to be an inauspicious situation becomes very auspicious. Look at the Pandavas. They were put into so much difficulty. They lost everything. They were kings. For a king to lose everything, it says dishonor is worse than death. They were put into the jungle. Their wife was stole from them. They were living with tree bark instead of royal garments. And the wife was suffering as well. That was even more suffering for them. And so, but they put it this way, they didn't sort of think, don't worry, it's all Krishna's arrangement, no problem. Did they? You think that's what they were thinking? I mean, they may have been thinking that, but for the purpose of this pastime, we're in Mahabharata, and, you know, one was preaching to the other all the time, because at some point somebody would think, you know, what's happening? Why are we in this difficult situation? And then even Yudhisthira sometimes felt like that. And so then, you know, Bhima had preached to him. Well, don't worry, it's like this, look. And so Krishna's always pushing us to our limit. You know, that's enough. You know, devotional service is one thing, but this is too much. And then, you know, we get into that situation, then Krishna reveals himself. And we realize that, you know, we may have made the wrong choice here. Okay, next time. There's always a next time. The next moment's another opportunity. So we're talking about destiny. So we can be dependent on our own mind and senses of a situation. This is destiny. What's going to happen? Destiny. We're just in the law of karma. or we can become, we can be situated in Krishna's divine nature, Krishna's divine destiny. And Prabhupada said, for a devotee, there's only one destiny. There's no problem for a devotee. A devotee is going back to Godhead. I remember hearing one tape. It was one story about what they call that devotee from Czechoslovakia, Prabhupada disciple who distributes books, Manidhar. Manidhar, he was speaking about one real, he said he was taking prasadam, and he was listening to a Prabhupada tape. And in this tape, Prabhupada was talking about destiny, good fortune. He says, we have to be their good fortune. We don't have to worry about ourselves. We just give Krishna consciousness. He says, the devotee's destiny is already assured. A devotee is going back to Godhead. And when Manidhar died, he just burst out in tears, you know, because of the compassion of the Lord. So that's actually the situation. We just have to, you know, do the right thing. We have to be in good consciousness, in the proper consciousness. Devotional service is not, it's called action in Krishna consciousness. And that's what we're striving for, to be active in Krishna consciousness. Changing the consciousness. It's very painful. It's very painful. You know, to control the mind is very difficult. Krishna said to Arjuna, Mahabaho, almighty armed on. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, I'll actually call you Mahabhavo in truth when you can control not just your enemies, but you can control your mind. Not when you can control your bow and arrow, but control the mind. This is Mahabhava. Yes, so we follow the example of Prabhupada, the example of the Pandavas, Queen Kunti. And then Krishna fits into the equation. And then we can do all kinds of service. A haitaki and a pratihata. A haitaki means that he becomes unmotivated because there's another factor there. This Krishna's desire, and we're trying to see that. So our own motivation goes to one side. And it's uninterrupted. Without this vision, we can't have uninterrupted service. We can have external activity, but we can't have an uninterrupted vision of how Krishna is trying to work in this situation, ongoing in our devotional life. Prabhupada was talking about this actually, about you're talking to Professor Kartofsky in Moscow when he visited Moscow for about a week, I think it was. And Professor Kartofsky revealed his ignorance by saying, Swamiji, when you're dead, you're dead. And Prabhupada said, just see the ignorance. You know, one of the best top scholars, what top scientists in Russia, and he doesn't even understand he's not the body. Even the common man can. I was doing Sankirtan actually in King's Cross, and this young Jewish boy came up, and he was really intelligent. He was very nice actually, he was very favourable. And we got talking philosophically. He says, yeah, people say when you're dead, it's just black. He says, how do they know it's black? And it's a really good philosophical question, isn't it? How do they know it's black? That means they must know, they must have been there before. That's one way of looking at it. Or if something's black, it means there's somebody observing that blackness. You know, it's black. So it's proving the existence of the soul. You know, people are so stupid. There's this little bit of philosophy. This young Jewish boy, he immediately understood. And probably everybody who he talks to think he's nuts for thinking like that. So no, there is a destiny because there's a soul, and there's activities outside the jurisdiction of the soul, and there's activities inside the internal activities of the soul in spiritual life. So then we become beyond destiny. So this marathon is an excellent opportunity to see like that. It's like, you know, during a day we see things happen, or during a week things happen which make us get some realizations, don't we? You think, yeah, I can start to see what's happening now. But when you're on Sangitan, it happens within seconds. Within one interaction and distributing a book, and you can get so much realization. And so this is a great opportunity to make advancement. Prabhupada said, preaching is our life. I think I said it the other day about you go out all day on Sankirtan and you even forget about the hunger. If you get absorbed, you forget that you're hungry. And then you come back at night, Prabhupada said, he was preaching all day on one particular, I think I mentioned this in the last cast, yeah? And then in the evening, he came back after a full day of preaching, had some milk and hot porridge, and he said, this is life. All day you're absorbed, and it's like there's some problem there, we've been absorbed in it, but actually there's no real problem, is there? There's no real problem. The problem is just to keep doing it. All the other problems have gone. And then when you come back at night, books have gone out, you sat down, you can just enjoy prasadam. So Prabhupada, this is life. Anyway, it's 9:30 now, so... one more thing, actually. There's a nice verse for Sankirtan devotees in the 18th chapter. I think it's about verse 14, about there's 5 factors of action. Is that right? The first one is the soul. So we can concentrate on all these factors of action, we can meditate on all these factors of action, especially when we get into a little bit of mental difficulty, is that, it's dependent on the soul. The doer, isn't it? The soul's the doer. So how do we depend on it? Our purity is important. We have to have purity in order to have the proper motivation. This is the first thing. Next thing is the place. We're in High Wycombe. Or we're in, where's the other place? We're in Hitchin. Or we're in Stevenage. So we're in the wrong place. So this is destiny. We're in the wrong mentality. What's the place? The place is the particular body we have. We've got a material body we can use. So we can use that in Krishna's service. And the next one is the senses. The type of senses we've got. Have we all got the same senses? I know one devotee, he was the Sankirtan leader in Germany. This German devotee told me, the Germans are very, very strict. And they went out one day and they were all the Bhaktas. The Bhakta leader took them out. And one few devotees did really well. And some of them, they hardly did anything. So he lined them all up and he says, stick your hands out. And they all stuck their hands out. He says, stick your tongues out. So they all stuck the tongue out. And he went, look, same hands, same tongue. Why did he do more than you? But it's more than that. We all have the same hands and we all have the same, we have the same ability, maybe a little bit different. But what's the difference is that we're working under different modes of nature. Sometimes people's tongues more prominent, have you noticed? Sometimes people are more into the ears more prominent, or the eyes are more prominent. And so we all have a particular nature. So Prabhupada said in the beginning of devotional service, it's important that we learn how to use our nature. So whatever service we're doing, we learn how to deal with it according to our nature and not let the mind get the better of us. One time that weren't taken into account. Everybody had the same nature. Go on, get out there. But, we have a particular nature we can use in Krishna's service. And we have to understand what that nature is and how to deal with it. So we have to know what kind of senses we've got. And the ultimate one is, what's the biggest sense? The mind. We have to know how to deal with the mind. And then the endeavour. The endeavour, this should be, what did Prabhupada say? When he was leaving this world, I didn't waste any time. I was always trying to serve Krishna. And he wanted confirmation from, I didn't waste any time, he said to those who were around him. Did I? He didn't want to think that he wasted. So a devotee is like that. He doesn't want to waste time. And last one, when all these things are in place properly, is the super soul. The super soul's seeing how is this devotee functioning? Is he functioning in the proper consciousness? And then the super soul can give realization. super sanction. Nothing happens without the will of the Lord. So we should remember this on when we're doing the books, and we can overcome this tendency to become, what is it, weakness of heart. Okay, so we'll stop there. Has anybody got any comments or any questions?